To begin our grounding exercise, find a place that feels calming and safe. This may be on your bed with a favorite blanket and pillows, outside under a shady tree, or even in a small space like a closet. It doesn't matter where you are, as long as it's a space that feels quiet and comforting to you. Maybe you sit with your legs crossed, or maybe you lay down. Take a moment to get settled. If at any point you'd like to pause this recording for more time with a certain task, feel free to do so. If you feel yourself slipping into your thoughts throughout the exercise, try your best to let them flow away for now and return your attention to this exercise. Be kind to yourself if this happens. We will start by calming our body and our heart. To do so, let's take a few deep breaths. I want you to place your hands on your belly. The belly is the area we want to feel stretched as we breathe in, as deeply as we can, not our lungs. I want you to breathe in through your nose slowly until you can't expand your belly anymore. We're going to hold that breath for about 3 seconds. And as we pause at the top, I want you to see if you can feel your heart calming its pace from one breath to the next. Lastly, release slowly through your mouth, like the slow release of a balloon. Let's do that about 3 more times together, just like that. Breathe in. Hold. And slowly let it out. Breathe in. Hold. And slowly let it out. Breathe in. Hold. And slowly let it out. As we take our final guided breath, notice your body. What feels the same or different? Where do you feel more relaxed? Where do you still feel tight or tense? Let's do our final guided breath now. Breathe in. Hold. And slowly let it out. As we continue with our grounding exercise, I encourage you to keep this breathwork going at your own pace. One of the biggest goals of grounding is to help us reconnect to the present moment. Maybe you're finding yourself stuck in a moment that has already happened. Maybe your mind is dwelling on what could happen in the future, trying anxiously to prepare you for all of life's what-ifs. Maybe your body just feels off and you don't know why. No matter the situation, we are going to take a moment to greet the present moment wherever we are with more intention and curiosity. Let's begin with what we can see around us. Notice each thing you see with fresh eyes, like a baby seeing it for the first time. Maybe you see the wind rustling the leaves up above. Or maybe you notice all the dust on that ceiling fan. Maybe you count up just how many items of clothing are in that pile over there. Maybe you notice a piece of technology and think about all the mechanics of how it works with a new curiosity. Take a minute to notice at least 5 things with this new sense of sight. Pause this recording for more time if you need to. Next, if you're comfortable doing so, close your eyes. I want you to now focus on your sense of hearing. What information is coming through your ears now that you've given it your full attention? Perhaps you hear the repetitive sounds of the washing machine or your pet rubbing their back on the grass. Maybe you hear the sound of a family member in another room. Whatever those sounds may be, listen with intention, giving the sounds as much of your attention as possible. Take a minute to notice as many different sounds as you can and focus on each one as long as you'd like. Pause this recording if you need to for more time. Lastly, we're going to experience our sense of touch with our full attention. Maybe you rub the surface of your jeans or your blanket back and forth, back and forth. Maybe you wiggle your toes and feel the surrounding cotton of your socks, including that hole that's beginning to form near your pinky toe. Maybe you use your tongue to feel the roof of your mouth and the slimy ridges of your teeth. Whatever you decide, give your full attention to the textures. What feels pleasant? What textures are maybe more complex than you first thought? Take a minute to fully feel all that is around you. Pause this recording if you need more time. Finally, allow yourself to become aware of the gravity that surrounds us and secures us safely to Earth's surface. Whatever part of you is touching the ground, allow it to sink in a bit deeper, a bit heavier. Allow any tense muscles to relax and really give in to the gravity. As we wrap up, notice your body once more. What feels the same or different? Where do you feel more relaxed? Where do you still feel tight or tense? Take a minute to thank yourself for taking this time to relax and return to the present. Some people like to use this time to set an intention for the rest of the day. For example, you might personalize and complete one of these example intentions for yourself. Right now, I choose to let go of, or today I will focus on, or throughout the day I'm going to remind myself that, or my hope for the next hour is, take a minute to set your intention and think about what steps are needed to make that happen today. Return to this intention at the end of the day to reflect on how it went and what you feel proud of. I want you to know that it is easy to slip into the past or the future. Grounding is one way to pull us back to the present, where we can experience life more fully. I want you to thank yourself for taking this time to ground yourself in the present moment. My final reminder to you is this: wherever you are, be there.